Well, good afternoon and welcome to another Freight Broker Planet podcast where we discuss relevant topics related to logistics and their supporting businesses. We strive to bring the most current and useful information possible with guest appearances from industry professionals, and today is no different. I am very happy to introduce to you Mary Pratt, whose name is synonymous in the world of TMS software.
Glad to be here with you, Wentworth.
Okay. Murray is the president of Tailwind Transportation Software for the past 3 years. He's been with the company for 5 years. He was in management at a CRM company and an executive with a ski and golf resort company. I'm sorry. I don't know how he got into freight from there. We'll find out in just a minute. Sales and marketing consultant with his own company, Loyalty Quest. So welcome again, Murray. And how did you get into freight?
Well, I think it's probably a little bit through a side door. It actually had to do with more of a change in my family life and had to do with some schooling I wanted my daughter to gain. And as a result, I started looking for companies that were in the area. And I've always been a sales and marketing type and found this great new and interesting, well, not new, but interesting software company that was located near and thought I could go in and help them sell and market.
Oh, I see. Well, for our listeners that just don't have any idea, they tuned in because they wanted to get some information on something dealing with logistics. What is TMS software?
Well, TMS stands for Transportation Management Software Systems. And at the outset, when they were first created, it really was a system that I'd say addressed broad-based needs around where vehicles were, whether it be trucks or buses or anything that you were wanting to dispatch and keep track of, and then connected to an administrative side of it where you were also trying to manage financial and administrative back end of the endeavor. That's the genesis of it, but as it got refined further and further, it really focused around an area that was quite, I'd say, more lucrative area of the economy, and that was around the transportation of freight. And so a lot of times the TMS system is a term that's grounded within the freight and logistics industry, trucking and freight brokering.
Oh, I see. Well, tell me a little bit about Tailwind.
Well, Tailwind, we've been in business for 13 years, but the genesis of Tailwind started further back than that, 20 years ago. And it was a company. It was actually a freight brokerage business that is now in the top 75 freight brokerages in North America. And an entrepreneur who had a vision for using computers and information to help him operate his brokerage business. And Tailwind came out of that company 13 years ago and first offered what we'd say is client server software. Now, the funny part about it is he did not want the software that helped build his business to compete directly with his brokerage. So there was an encumbrance on it. And for the first 5 years of our existence, we actually focused solely on providing software for trucking companies. So Tailwind itself provides a combination freight brokerage and trucking, I'd say, for a small trucking company that handles their operations, and it also handles their administration.
Well, that's fantastic. And, I try to learn something every day, and I just learned something right there. So I know without a question that it is tailored to work well with freight brokerages. What does your transportation management software do?
Yeah, and so when you talk about its value towards freight brokerages, the typical customer that benefits from the system is a freight brokerage that may be running a light asset operation, a number of trucks. And it really aligns well with a lot of the changes that are in the market today, where people are looking to run a much more flexible model. Depending on where the market is going, they're switching back and forth between the amount of time and effort they put against running trucks and brokering business. And certainly a lot of small trucking companies are getting into brokering now. So it's not so much narrowly defined as much as it's a broad base of skills or software that supports different business models. What it does for them is really provide the foundation for them to keep track of all of the stakeholders and customers that are important to their business, to their carriers. And it helps them transact with them through quoting and ordering, helps them dispatch any of their loads and invoice customers, invoice any of their shippers, and pay any of the carriers or drivers that they have. So it's an all-in-one solution, accessible online. It's an online software as a service business, and it allows them really to run and organize their business.
So what I hear you saying is the companies that were primarily asset-based, they are reaching out to move other people's freight.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they're doing it to optimize the usage of their assets. They're costly, right? And so what they're trying to do is find a way to make sure that all the trailers are running full.
Well, a trailer that's parked is not making any money.
For sure. In fact, in the entire ecosystem of North America, at any given time, 17 to 20% of the trucks are running empty.
Wow. Well, I saw something interesting the other night about, I know when I got into this business 8 years ago, it was a shortage of drivers, about 100,000. And I see it's still 100,000. So things have not improved. So, but it does make me feel good to know that this business is here to stay, and that there's plenty of work to be had in it. Why would a new broker need a TMS system? And I say that, you know, when I got into this thing, I was counting my money, and I started it with a 2-week severance pay. And so I just built my programs. I used Excel. I used, of course, Word, Access. And of course, that was a pain because contact manager. So there I had 3 or 4 different programs. And so I see and I like the simplicity of your system because you've got everything integrated in there.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because the way you approached and the way you looked at it is really the genesis of the business. I don't think that what our software reflects is anything other than somebody that was in a similar situation and circumstance to what you are. And they said, hey, I can sit there and run it all on paper. I can put it up on whiteboards or I can do it. But perhaps I can use computers. I can use software to optimize some of the more redundant tasks in there so that I can apply higher value activities, my ability to persuade people, to connect with people, to communicate with people. And then worrying about some paper that I have to produce and send out a load confirmation or gathering a proof of delivery and sending that over to my customer. So I think its genesis was basically built by people within this industry who thought about there's got to be a better way. And I think the big thing that I've seen in my journey into the industry, and I came at it a little from external. I didn't come out of the industry. But what I saw was the people that really were applying what I'll say is a logistics mindset. Doesn't matter whether you're running a trucking company or a brokerage. It's those people that are thinking there's got to be a better way to do something. Mm-hmm. And the same way they think about that for their customers and how to get a shipment or a load from point A to point B, or how to optimize a load and combine different shipments to do that, they're thinking of better ways to do that. And I think they also looked at their own workflow and said, man, I shouldn't have to click this many things. So why am I opening up two or three programs? And why do I have sticky notes all over my screen here? Something's not working.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question for you. Why would they use Tailwind? Now, freight brokers, you know, they're taking gambles, and they, you know, what they get involved with has got to work for them. And gee, you know, you've got, I know early on I got in, I used a Microsoft accounting program. Boy, what a mistake that was. They stopped using it. And then when I wanted to switch over to QuickBooks, then of course that particular year program would not upload. So there I was having to input that data in there. So why would Tailwind be the software of choice?
Yeah, I think Tailwind could be a software of choice for a segment of brokers. I think it's pretty arrogant for, you know, software providers to come forward and say, I've got the solution for everyone. I mean, there's 1.7 million companies in North America, of which 22,000 are freight brokerages. So one size does not fit all. And so our particular solution works really well with new and emerging and fast growing freight brokerages. And a lot of things I found out when I first came into the industry and I listened to our customers, I heard a lot of them wanting to take that leap of faith, much like you. I want to run my own gig. I want to do it myself. Mm-hmm. And then they're running into software that's coming in and say, well, you need to spend $10,000 to $20,000 to get it installed and then pay for implementation services. They're already charging maintenance. And by the way, is your server updated? I thought, how does a system that's going to save you money and help you improve your business cost so much? There's just no ROI on it. And so what I realized is that TMS software needs to be built that is supportive and helps somebody get something off the ground and helps them scales with them as they build their businesses. And the last part I'd add with it is I've heard a distinction in the industry, and they say trucking companies manage trucks, but brokers manage customers.
That's right.
And I think the primary reason to have a TMS system is to lay that foundation for the way you're going to establish relationships with your customers, mm-hmm. and then often a set of services that are unique. That's something that you can offer that nobody else can, that makes you unique in the marketplace and gain a loyal customer's following. And that's really important even more so these days when you talk about finding all of these truckers. There's two sides. One, you want a loyal customer shipper, but you also want to be able to run your business and get loyal carriers as well.
Absolutely. And that's one of the modules that I have in my training is, there's several that are interpersonal skills, and it's successful selling, negotiating skills, improving people's skills, acquiring new business, and I show the brokers how to retain their business. And, you know, that's a biggie. You don't want to just get that one piece of freight to move today. You want to be talking to them 8 years from now.
Yeah, and then Whitworth, if I can add, that was one of the reasons that we were so interested in working with you. Is, you know, I personally, and I run the business, but I'm never too busy not to take a call from a customer and talk to them. And I've talked to over 1,000 customers since being. I've had lots and lots of interactions, and I am always impressed by the leap of faith that they've taken in their lives. They may have worked for a larger brokerage. They may have been in some other endeavor. They may be really good in accounts. I've seen accountants, lawyers. I've seen people from different areas. But the biggest thing I saw was they're taking a leap of faith and they wanted to do something unique and they wanted to hang their own shingle. Mm-hmm. And so when word about, when you approached us and talked to us about what you were doing, I thought, man, you're aligned with our belief system around what people in this industry know, and you walk the talk and you've been there. So that's why we wanted to work with you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm getting a little emotional right now.
Yeah.
What is the What is software as a service?
Yeah, you hear the term a lot. You hear it in the SaaS all the time, software as a service. And it's a concept. It's still software, but everybody's familiar when they hear the word cloud. And right. The best way to describe it is it takes away the need for you to invest in servers and infrastructure where you house the software, download and house it on your own network or facilities. It also takes away the need to get another area, or I'll say sector, where there's a dire need for labor, not only trucking, but mm-hmm. to get technical resources and help, solid ones that can come in and set that network up. So over half the software in North America now is consumed in a software as a service format. Perhaps one of the biggest proponents and creators of that was Salesforce. And they looked at it and they said, you know, why are we making it so difficult again for people to do business? Why don't we house it, take that away from them? The internet is now ubiquitous. Almost anybody anywhere can get access to it. Why don't we just allow them to, any place they can get the internet connection, connect in on a browser and log in and get access to all the information that's important to them. And what happened with that is they could access it through different pieces of technology, whether it was a tablet or a computer or a phone, and they could do it no matter where they are. So, software as a service is great because imagine you may have been there when you're dispatching trucks in the middle of the night and there's a breakdown. You got to, it's terrible if you have to get up, get in your car and go to the office to find and solve the situation versus going to your home computer and logging in and seeing if you can get a hold of somebody to help out that trucker and move that load.
That's exactly right. I certainly appreciate automation and where it has gone just in the last 8 to 10 years, the reliability that folks had on fax machines. Now it's scan, save PDF, and email. So it has really changed a lot for the better. Why the free trial? And I certainly understand that. And that's certainly a wonderful thing to put out there for the folks. I think that's a fair thing to do. And then I understand for our course completers here at Freight Broker Planet, you guys have a fantastic extended trial period for us and those course completers, and we certainly appreciate that. But tell us why you're doing the free trial.
Absolutely. So, and we were pleased to offer it because, again, we put in an extended one because the folks that you're training are learning how to broker, and then they also have to learn a software system. We want to give them time to do that and find customers to build it. So we're happy to do that with you. Software it's conceptual. It's not a tangible thing. And so if you don't give people access to software that they can go in and actually try it out, what they're left with is a bunch of word pictures that somebody's trying to describe what you can do and promises. And in former days, and you were there, we worked in client server days where you would have somebody describing what it would do and how it was linked to particular needs that you have, and here's the benefits. And by the way, you're going to buy 25 licenses. We'll download it on your servers, and then everybody pipes it up and looks at it and go, that's not what I thought your word pictures were all about. That's not what I thought it was going to do. And it only makes sense to see if this is going to work for somebody. I go back to, we're not sure it's going to work. And it's, again, pretty assumptive to assume that software is going to work for everybody. Mm-hmm. So one, let the customer try it out and see how it works. And we put in a free trial. But not only that, we surround it with a bunch of services associated with it, live support, mm-hmm. video, all sorts of documentation on it. And what we're trying to do, at least in our areas, is give you a sense of what it's like to be a customer, because it's not just the application. It's like, who are you choosing to be your partner if you're going to run your business? If you're going to build whatever it is, and you know what, I get a lot of people phone me at my favorite time when they phone up and said, hey, I just left this, or I'm just going to get into this, and I signed up for a trial with Tailwind, and I go, what's your company name? And they, well, I haven't thought about it. Mm-hmm. I said, well, let's think about it. That is one of the funnest things that you can do.
Right.
Because you start to hear whether they want to use their own name brand, or they've got some belief about, hey, I worked in this industry and I wasn't treated well, or I worked in this industry and I wasn't really too proud of the company I worked with, and I want to stand for this. And I love those conversations, and I want people to say, is that software going to support what you believe in and what you're going to stand for? So the free trial worked really, really well in that regard.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I appreciate it, and I just sent you a young man last week, and he was just head over heels with it and purchased your product. And you know, you make it so simple. You have, you know, you can just sign up for the facilitated classes. You've got choices with that and very descriptive, and you can pick it up quickly. And that really means something, because there's so many different directions that a freight broker's pulled in, and especially, you know, if they come into it new. And there's so much stuff to pick up and learn. So if that one thing, which is the, I think I call it the foundation, and if that is made easier for the person, then they're going to, you know, they know that they put that data in there, it's in there. And then it's just a matter of how do I pull that data out or get my particular reports or whatever it needs. So it really means something and makes it easier for them, and they get a great start. And I just want you to know that we appreciate that. Tell me a little bit about the feel the wind at your back. What is that all about?
Well, the genesis of that, that's, of course, our tagline. The genesis of that came from all of those interactions I talked about. I talked to so many people in this business. A lot of truckers would be phoning me from the highways. And, you know, when you come in from the outside, you look at it, and people say, well, you're going to be talking, you know, to truckers and people in the freight industry, is pretty demanding. They can be pretty hurly-burly, you know? It's not like, you know?
Yeah.
And after about a month, I talked to them. I said, these are salt of the earth people. I love talking to them. But what I heard was some lament and some pain. And the pain I heard was long distances traveling, being away from loved ones. But I heard within the industry, a lot of the angst associated with, you know, it's heavily regulated. The cost, it's competitive. And then on top of it, there's this burden of administration. And I thought to myself, I said, you know, these people deserve a break. They're working. They're the ones that lay the foundation and move the things in our society that allow the rest of us to operate and function well. And we can't take that for granted. And technology isn't necessarily serving them that well. The technology industry has not built great things for them. And it's just now, I mean, logistics is going through a whole revolution of more mobile, more nimble, more responsive technology. And so our name of the company was Tailwind. And I thought to myself, well, why wouldn't everybody want a Tailwind in your back? It saves you fuel. But metaphorically, It feels good to think that you're going to have wind. And I thought, that's our mission at a company. And I actually had the words, put the wind at our back. And then our receptionist said, well, what about feel? And that I said, you've got it. I want them to feel that they can win. I want them to feel that they can do something different in their lives. And in order to do it, I want them to feel us, Tailwind, feel the wind at your back.
My last question, as it... you know, when folks get into this business, they, I know I studied for, a year and a half because I wanted to know something about this business, because it seemed so big when you look at the transportation. And so I was so confused as to which type of training, where should I go to get this knowledge before I got into this thing, because it could be kind of scary. So as it relates to prior training, or as I call it, the foundation training, Do you have any advice for a new broker starting out?
Well, it's interesting. I think the thing I really liked about your services, first of all, once people have set their mind to it, they should go to a professional that's doing the training, and it's available online on a just-in-time basis, much like our software. So that's why I love what you were doing with your business. And it seemed to me that the other part of it, you want to be learning from somebody who's been in it or in it on an ongoing basis so they can share that advice with you. So that's the biggest thing is I knew as a software business I could support them, but we're not brokers. We're not freight brokers. We're not doing that every day. We're helping and listening to what freight brokers need. And I could hear so many people, well, who would I turn to? What could I go? They were asking. In terms of general advice I've got to a new broker starting out, there's really two things. One is don't be afraid to go out there and initially work hard to take rejection and learn to fail. Your customers are going to need feedback on what you're good at and what you're not. I had a cousin, he was a lawyer. I came to his dad after, 6 months and said, his dad is a judge and long-term lawyer. And he said, I think I want to practice this law. And he said, no, don't wait. He said, spend a couple of years. Your customers will let you know what you're good at. Well, go out there and mix it up and then get feedback on what it is and go out and build the relationship. So that's the hard work side of it. You got to have the courage to go in there and do it. And they get a lot of that skills there. The second part is that choose the customers that you think you best serve. What's your value proposition? What can you do and replicate on an ongoing basis where it's going to get, I'll say, economies of scale? You're going to get a lot of customers, and it's not going to tax you too much. You're not spreading and trying to do too many different things. The internet, more than anything else online, allows you to go out and find the type of customers that are aligned around a particular offering that you have. So think about choosing your customers. Don't think about a bunch of different customers choosing you, because that'll stretch you too far. You have to hire more people. You have to, it all of a sudden stretch your model, and you're not making the money that you thought. So you got to get margins. So choose your customer, stand for something, and don't be afraid to go through that initial phase of working hard. And then in a year's time, you'll look back and go, oh, man, I can't believe how bad I was then. But that's a good sign that you've improved. Okay? I do that with our business every year.
Well, that's absolutely good advice. And you sound a lot like me when I talk to them. We're going to take a commercial break. Tailwind Transportation Software is a web-based logistics software company that offers a software as a service solution to small and medium-sized trucking and freight brokerages across North America. Tailwind offers a comprehensive online application that improves operational effectiveness and administrative efficiency for small freight service companies, supporting them in finding new business, dispatching loads, invoicing customers, and paying carriers and drivers. Further, Tailwind offers a unique software application that helps a combined freight brokerage and trucking business to operate out of one unified system, giving them a complete overview of their operations. Tailwind supports its software with free online training, videos, live support, and customized training packages. The application and service offering is combined into one low price of $99 per user per month, giving small brokerages the opportunity to grow without having to invest in servers and expensive client server software licenses. Check out tailwindtms.com today. Sign up for your free 15-day trial and feel the wind at your back. Thank you, Murray, for taking the time to visit with us today. this podcast was made possible by FreightBrokerPlanet.com, providing online 100% facilitated training for freight brokers, freight agents, coaching for either field, refresher programs for those currently working as such, but desire to hone their skills and to increase their sales volumes, customer retention, or negotiating skills. Visit our site and it should answer your questions, but don't hesitate to send an inquiry email using a contact button. We will provide you with a prompt response. Again, I'm Wentworth Lewis, owner and chief trainer, letting you know that we have what you need. Please enjoy your day.